From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is The Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. At first, Samuel James may sound like other folk blues revivalists. He plays slide guitar, nylon string guitar, 12-string, banjo, harmonica, and piano, and the music evokes classic blues musicians from Son House to Gus Cannon. But Samuel James is a thoroughly contemporary traditional artist. On his second album, For Rosa, Maeve, and Noreen, he continues putting his unique 21st century spin on traditional blues. In Darlin' Maeve, almost certainly the first blues song ever written for a woman named Maeve, he displays his ample sense of humor.
I'm worth there, and she's chopping down my neighbor's tree, and he's waving his gun at me, and I'm thinking, Darlin' Maeve. I'm worth there, well, she don't pay the bills, and the lights go out. I just want to stand up and shout, oh, Darlin' Maeve. I'm worth there.
The album opens with Bigger Blacker Ben. We first met Big Black Ben on Samuel James's debut album, Songs Famed for Sorrow and Joy. Then he was a shoeshine guy driven out of town by the sheriff, who later discovered his wife was pregnant by Ben. On this album, Ben, with a little help from our willing suspension of disbelief, tricks the members of a lynch mob into killing themselves off instead of him.
Ben, you know, he spat at their feet, kicked mud in their faces. Well, they must have been confused. All their faces being brown, because they shot each other dead. Big Black Ben dug to the ground.
Sugar Small House, Samuel James's alter ego, also reappears on this album, and he's full of hilarious explanations for the lack of a gift for his girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
See, I bought you a rose, but it'll be a little slow. You see, I planted it today, and it take a little while to grow. Gonna have to take my word, so there ain't no way to tell. You know I did buy you a puppy, but he fell down a well.
In a more straight-ahead, serious vein, James sings about Cherokee Chief John Ross and his failed attempt to block forced relocation of the tribe in the 1830s.
17,000 wept as they fled. Infantrymen laughed as they bled. Oklahoma ground forever red. Didn't you hear what John Ross said?
Samuel James's songs do require a measure of attention for full appreciation. On a song called The Water's Always Changing But the River, there's a hint of a crime committed long ago.
And I got my shovel, but I can't recall where in the world I buried that gun. Well, the water's always changing, but that water's always changing. But that river.
In a stark song called Wooden Tombstone, James has his tombstone carved in the likeness of his wife, with instructions for it to be updated to reflect her aging and their continuing relationship after his death.
Well, as the years pass, baby, don't you fret. When the tombstone man happens by, he's just taking a look at you like I asked. No need to wonder why he'll stop by my grave every year with his chisel and his hammer too. You and I grow old together, he'll age my wooden tombstone.
The album For Rosa, Maeve, and Noreen concludes with an off-center spiritual called Path of Ashes, with James on guitar, banjo, piano, harmonica, and percussion. Anyone who doubts that blues has something new to offer in the 21st century should listen to this album and be quickly disabused of that notion. There's something exciting happening with traditional blues, and that something is Samuel James. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at XPN.org, or anytime at XPN.org/blues.